Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is John. I'm your host. And I'm glad that you can join me in my study of the book of 1 John. Today we'll be going through chapter 1. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. If you'd like, you can pause the program now, grab your King James Version Bible, and read along with me. And this show is relatively short. Each program is approximately 15 minutes long. First Epistle of John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye may that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So verses 1 through 3. And John states that the Father and Jesus Christ were that which was from the beginning, and that, notice the word us here in the word we. We have heard and our hands have handled, he says. I think about Thomas when Jesus appeared before him after his crucifixion and asked Thomas to go to place his hands into the hole, or his hand into the holes in Jesus Christ's hands. Now, the word doesn't state this, but is it possible that they did handle Jesus Christ after his crucifixion, that they did put their hands in the holes in his hands? And surely before he was crucified, he walked with them and he washed their feet. And so they see him, they touched him, they handled him, and he is a real human being that represents the eternal, and he is the eternal God. Manifested toward us. The reason that John writes this epistle is that we might have fellowship with him as well. That courted in this book the reality of his existence, so that we can have fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now on to verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. There's no darkness in him at all. Can have fellowship with him. That's the message here. And it is so that our joy may be full. Just knowing the possibility of us being able to have fellowship with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, who are full of light and there is no darkness in them at all, brings us joy. If we say that we have, verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And this is an important point. This is central. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we don't walk in darkness according to this gospel. If we walk in darkness, we don't have fellowship with him. Now that's not, the story doesn't end there, because us as human beings, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Now that doesn't mean that we can go on living, intentionally living a sinful lifestyle, a selfish lifestyle. In the next few verses, we'll bear that out. If we say we have no sin, this is verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So sin is a reality that exists in the life of the human being. So it is very important to be able to admit to that reality. Sin is real. It is something that required Jesus Christ to shed his blood for all the lambs in the history of the Old Testament were sacrificed to cover sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And isn't that the popular thought of the day? In my study of psychology, many of the teachers of modern-day psychology believe that at our core, we are light, and that there is no sin. But if we say we have no sin, according to the Word of God, we deceive ourselves. Truth is not in us. So, I think, for me, that it's important to admit that I have sin, that I have selfishness, that I'm self-centered, and that I have selfish inclinations. Without being able to admit that, I will be unable to move past it. If I have those sins existing in my flesh, and I say that I have no sin, I'm only deceiving myself. I don't have the opportunity to confess that sin, to be introspective, and to see myself as I am, a sinner. But it doesn't stop there. I am also a saint, Well, how do I become a saint? Well, here's the message. I become a saint because the blood of Christ cleanses me from all sin. If I don't admit to the sin, if I don't confess the sin, then I can't take advantage of the blood of Christ that cleanses me from that sin. In the Old Testament, the priest would confess the sins of the people and lay those sins on the animal, the goat or the lamb, and transfer the sins of the people onto that lamb. The confession was necessary. The admission of sin was necessary. The lamb was sacrificed. And the blood momentarily covered that sin. Now, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And we go to him and confess our sins. And that sin is removed. Isn't that great? Okay, back to verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So it's the confession. Confess. Well, to confess, we have to admit first that it's there. And he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, how often do we confess to our sins? Daily. Daily. I have strong selfish inclinations, and they haven't been removed from me permanently. As long as I carry this flesh around that I carry on my bones. So I take it one day at a time. I keep an eye open, sin, to the confessing of sin and to the blood of Christ, which cleanses me from all sin. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let me read that again. If we say that we have not sinned, and we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. Paul said it, crucified with Christ. I am crucified. My self-centeredness, my self-inclinations, my selfish tendencies, my sins are present tense cleansed, present tense crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, now see, that's a word that combines two realities. Crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. I live. I'm crucified, I live. Yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. Thank you for joining me in the Bible study today, 1 John 1. And I look forward to 1 John 2. And until next time, thank you for the opportunity to have fellowship with you. And thank you for giving us a pathway to have joy. We need you, Lord. It's your blood that was shed at the cross that brings us to terms with our union with you. And thank you, God. I thank you. And I so appreciate the gift that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.